Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Impromptu No Sense Podcast, brought to you by Nintendo Freak and Figure Productions. Hey, everybody, how's it going? Hey, got loads talked about today, and, well, first starting off, I just got done watching this, Crest 3D White toothpaste ad, you know? You know, you're claiming that your true love will never notice you, you know, unless your teeth are, like, 3D white, you know? I look at this and laugh. I'm like, no, that's not true. I mean, true love does not go for appearance first. I mean, speaking from my experience, is that, you know, true love will actually go from the heart, you know? I met my sweetie online. I met her on MySpace, and, you know, I've had no regrets, ever, you know, I met her on MySpace, you know, and based off of her personality, I mean, this is even before I seen her picture, you know, I really, really liked her, you know, and especially wasn't because of her teeth. But yeah, I mean, come on. Everybody knows what the definition of true love is. But for those of you that are so stupid to believe this commercial, which I don't believe any of you are, I mean, but in case, you know, that unlikely situation that, oh my god, referencing back to George of the Jungle, when George of the Jungle. You know, Brendan Fraser, George of the Jungle, by the way, sees an ad on TV for coffee, and they see a gal, you know, looking around, you know, and then guy's taking a sip of coffee or handing her a cup of coffee. I don't know. Coffee was somewhere involved in the commercial, and then they kissed, you know, and then George is like, George, get it now. George, get coffee, then George, get girl. You know, and it's like, oh, George, get 3D white toothpaste, George, get girl. Yeah, thank you. But yeah, I mean, I swear, you know, as I find out more stupid commercials like this, I am going to record as soon as I possibly can. But, on another note, okay, my sweetie bought me a lollipop chainsaw for the PS3, which, I gotta admit, that is a pretty amazing game, you know? I mean, serious, you know it's love when, you know, when your sweetheart will buy you a game with a skimpy girl on it, you know? And don't get me wrong, you know, the girl is attractive and hot and sexy and stuff. But I still prefer my girlfriend, you know. Hey, what can I say? I'm head over heels, you know. When you find true love, that's all you need. But anyway, you know, she was kind enough to buy it for me because, you know, I requested it, you know, for my birthday. Yeah, my birthday was January 1st, by the way. Those of you that aren't in my Facebook or any of my social networking, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, happy birthday to me. And I also got Johnny the Talking Skull, I believe. Which I'll talk about in a moment, you know. And, but yeah, I mean, this game is, well, the beginning of the story is that you are this teenage girl that, well, long story short, she's described as saying that she has a weird family, you know, and she was raised up a little bit differently than a normal average person, and... You know, she was just going to break the news to her boyfriend, you know. And then her boyfriend, you know, gets in a horde of zombies, you know. And I'm going to spoil a little bit, you know, just the beginning here. He gets bit. Okay? But the strange part is, instead of freaking, you know, but chopping off the arm, you know, in which, you know, the infection probably was at, you know, with her chainsaw that she seems to carry around with her everywhere, she instead cuts off his head. Yeah, cuts off his head. But I will tell you this, the head does come into to play later on in the game, so. And, oh boy, did they market this game towards nerds that are seriously, how can I put this, desperate? Right. It's a cutesy game, you know, and stuff, and she's hot, you know. If I was without girlfriend, you know, I probably, well, I'll leave it to your imagination, okay? This is not for me to say, but yeah. But no, overall, you know, the gameplay is pretty mediocre, you know. I mean, it's not like any RPG, you know, where you have to just go through the levels, beat up zombies, and proceed, you know, maybe collecting money here and there, you know, to get power-ups and health and stuff, you know. But the visuals are great, you know. And granted, it's not as HD as you think it would be, but they did it like comic book style. Sort of. Like, overall, you know, four out of five stars, you know, if I were to give it a rating. You know. I mean, it definitely has replayability, you know. And that's what makes the game last, you know. Then, okay. Now the other thing is that I got Johnny the Talking Head Skull. Or Johnny the Talking Head, yeah. Or Talking Skull. Whatever. Anyways, it's this little game, you know, that basically you sit on top of a table or something, you know. And you hit one of the buttons. You aim the gun at his eye to sink the gun. And basically, you know, it projects ghosts around the room. And you shoot them. Now, yes, it sounds simple. Yes, it may sound a little bit boring, but you know, it actually is pretty entertaining. I will admit, you know, between the sounds and the and you know, just playing around with it, you know. Originally, we bought it just, you know, well, okay, I got it for my birthday, but yeah. The original reason behind that is, you know, is because sometimes, you know, we can't sleep. So, what we want to do is, oh, okay, we'll play this, you know, to fall asleep. And, you know, more and more I think about it right now is that it might be a bad idea because our niece is, like, right next door. And if we keep her up, you know, we're going to feel bad. Especially when she can't get to school, you know, because she hasn't slept. But, yeah. But, yeah. I mean, so far, it's been a pretty good birthday, you know. Oh, it was. It was a great birthday, okay. My sweetie had made a Triforce out of some lemon cupcakes, and then they did red, green, and blue cupcakes to symbolize the Kukuari Emerald, I'm trying to think what the Goron Ruby, and then the Zoran Sapphire, which, nice and simple, and, you know, pretty innovative, you know. They'd probably be done with less cupcakes, but, hey, so what? You know, they all got eaten. Well, pretty fast, actually, surprisingly. Yeah, I mean, even gave, like, 6 of them to my parents, you know, because they're like, oh my god, how are we going to eat all this and shit? But, yeah, I forgot for a second. Hold on. Hey, and we're back. Okay, so, Christmas came and went. And I love my sweetie so very much. She had bought me the limited edition complete set of the original Ninja Turtle cartoon series, you know. I'm talking the Turtle fucking Van. Can you fucking believe it? Turtle fucking Van. Well, yeah, it's not called the Turtle fucking Van, but that's what I'd like to call it from now on, because, oh my god, it is so fucking awesome. I can't wait to plow through that, you know, and watch them all, you know, right after I'm done watching everything else that I brought over to watch, you know, or, you know, after I'm done playing my games, or, I admit, you know, as much as I love it, you know, I do, I love it through and through. It's just, I'll never get to it anytime within the next 6 months, maybe. Oh, maybe I'll get to it when I'm on unemployment. You know, because I got to rotate through between Ghostbusters and some other things. I forget what. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And hopefully I can get my sweetie to... Oh, that's right. She works about now. Yeah, that sucks because my sweetie starts work tonight after I get out of work. Isn't that lovely? Yeah. That's right. So, I'm stuck at home with the kitty. And the cat. Not kitty, kitty. Which isn't a horrible idea. Hopefully, everything will be stress-free when I get home. Anywho, yeah, boy. But yeah, so essentially on the Turtle Van, you know, you just lift the top off, and there's all the discs in a row. It's like 27 discs or something like that. Which, you know, I'm, oh gosh, what am I going to do with the other discs? Maybe I should give them away, you know. I don't know, maybe I want some $5 shipping, you know. At least I think $5 shipping should cover it. Email me at nosensepod@gmail.com. Alright. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, and, you know, we bought this Keurig, you know, like sometime in December. I believe it was December. Anywho, and, you know, we can find some K-Cups, you know, some of the normal coffees, but I want to try some of the, like, the flavored coffees and the Gloria Jean's ones. The only problem is that you really can't find the other ones, that are the really extravagant ones, you know, outside of, Keurig.com, you know, it's like, really? I mean, plus you got the My K-Cup, so I guess you could do that and stuff, but I don't see me doing that, you know. Frankly speaking. I mean, like, there's this coconut one that I want to try, you know. I don't just think coconut. I mean, who wants coconut? I want to fucking try it, motherfucker. Boy. sorry, folks. It's just been a long, long day. I mean, they really kept me active today. You know, when did I start doing out in the day? You know, I started today by waiting for one of the people I work with, you know, to show me where to go so I can help her log in on all these PCs, you know, for this training session or whatever. And I heard no word from her at all. We had about half an hour, you know, and finally, the people who were waiting for me for the other job, which is moving 5 PCs around in a circle, essentially, called, you know, and basically I was sent over there right away. But yeah, then after that, or in between that, then I had to move some PCs to next door, you know, where I had to go outside and freaking cold, drag it 3 computers at a time, just so I can get what I need to done. But yeah, they kept me on my toes today, which is good. You know, I hate not being busy, you know. That's one thing that will just piss me off. Alright, I don't know if I can park and get some gas. Alright, we'll talk to you guys in a little bit here. Hey, welcome. Oh, shoot, let me turn down the AC here. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Impromptu No Sense podcast. Hey. You know, something comes to mind when thinking about the Lucky Charms cereal ads, you know. They're not happy. They're high. I mean, think about it. You know, they take a bite and they travel to a magical land where there's this leprechaun chasing them, you know. It sounds just like something that's high, you know. Like, I saw one today where, I believe some lady was in, like, her break room, you know, and she was like, ooh, Lucky Charms, starts munching on them, and all of a sudden, she's staring Lucky down in the face, and Lucky's like, ha ha, I stole your Lucky Charms, now what you gonna do? And Lucky's just like, bye! I told it, Lucky Charms! You know, well, back in reality, you know, somebody's wondering, hey, who the fuck ate my cereal that I laced with LSD? Boy, wouldn't that be the one way to find out, you know, who is, there's one way to get you fired, too. But there's probably one way to find out who's eating your lunch in the freaking community cooler for refrigerator. Start lacing your food with, like, nasty shit, you know. Is that way the one who you see that's on, like, the massive trip, like, oh, dude. Did you know gummy bears are related to marshmallows? Oh, my God! Oh man, I swear to God, I'll never trust the community fridge again. Because I hear about so many people getting their lunches stolen, you know. And you hear about that, and I use some like vinyl tape to put across a frozen dinner to write my name across, say, Richards. Like, oh, wow, nobody's going to steal his lunch. He got duct tape on it. I'm like, motherfucker. But yeah, isn't it fun how, you know, most commercials make it seem like, oh, this product would make you high. I know, that's lame, isn't it? Let's get some Lucky Charms. Because they're magically delicious. sorry. Alright. Man. You know, the one thing that really sucks about work is the last half an hour of work. Because there's usually nothing to fucking do. People that actually give me stuff to do, basically, I left for the day. So I'm stuck there twiddling my thumbs, you know, moving things around on the screen, trying to look fucking busy. You know, it's at that time, you know, when everybody's already gone home and stuff. And, you know, my boss, you know, he already proclaimed that he wants me working, you know, freaking 8 to 5. So I'm stuck working 8 to 5. I just hope he knows that I'm spending half an hour doing absolutely nothing. And I actually, why don't you just put your phone and start fooling around? No, I can't do that. I mean, it does not work that way. It does not work that way. If he sees me fooling around, you know, he's going to assume that there is work for me that I could be doing and I should be doing, and I'm going to get fired. No. I'd rather have absolutely nothing to do and not fool around my phone. That way it looks like I'm actually waiting for something to do. Which, technically, I am. You know? Oh, I actually checked my job out on Milwaukee Jobs. And, well, the old ad stating that, has a strong promise of permanent hire. Which I saw this, I'm like, yeah, awesome. You know, I tell you folks, it's very hard finding a permanent job, you know. It's sad that the only jobs you can find are temporary, because that's what people are doing nowadays. But, yeah. So, supposedly this job might turn out to be permanent. After a 3 to 6 month contract. Well, from what the guy told me on my interview, that I'd be here for 3 to 12 weeks, which, frankly, it's not that far from now. I mean, right now it's January 10th. I have either to the middle of February or to the beginning of March. That's when my contract ends. So, wish me luck. I mean, I know I can't do anything else right now. And I just hope I'm making a good impression, that's all. That's all anybody wants to do on a job, you know, make a good impression, so to keep you. They want you there, you know? But yeah, you know, it's probably been a month since my last podcast. And which, you know, everything's been great at this podcast, you know, and stuff. Oh, that reminds me, I got another podcast I gotta upload. I didn't get a chance to last time I was on the laptop. Shit. I'll probably upload it tonight if I can. Yeah, I got to play some more Lollipop Chainsaw. Oh, boy. Get the farmers going. And I'm not going to say any more than that, because any more than that would be like a massive spoiler. But yeah. My niece asked me if I would play it so she can watch. And, I said, yeah, well, tomorrow, you know, and then I told her, you know, after dinner. So after dinner, my girlfriend did dishes, which I kind of feel like a shit for not doing them for her, you know. Because if I'm like a lazy bum or something. And it's not that she makes me feel that way. I feel that way by my own self, because, you know, I want to seem like I'm useful around the apartment, you know. I want to seem like, you know, I'm the kind of guy that does anything for his girl, you know, because he loves her. Alright, enough of this happy mentality, or whatever you want to call it. Anyways, that's enough sap. Shit balls. Been trying to take pictures from my Flickr 3. Don and Drew 365 Flickr group on. Obviously Flickr, because I just said Flickr. And coming to no avail, because there's nothing to take pictures of. Not a damn thing. So, what do I do? I mean, I'm already behind about 3 days. Or is it behind 2 days and I get to the third picture today? I don't know. I might just take a picture sometime today about something. Move on. You know, I remember when Flickr 365 was all about, you know, seeing what artistic thing you could do, you know. I mean, like, for example, you know, I took multiple pictures of myself, you know. And put them all in one photo, you know? That was pretty awesome. And then, I did that again, but this time with Photoshop, I made what's called the Violent Bunch. Which is basically a group of people that are shooting at the different cells, you know, which I thought was pretty cool. But yeah, I want to go back to that, but oh hell, what can I do? Well, I'm close to finishing one of my major projects. And, one of my second projects that I had for work, because it was supposedly my next one right after the first one, which was basically just tossing a whole bunch of equipment, you know, that's where they label them. wasn't that hard. It only took me like, what, 20 minutes? It wasn't bad, you know? Wasn't bad at all. Got some exercise. Alright. Well, my 30 minutes is up. I think I'm going to sign out. Thank you for listening to the Impromptu No Sense Podcast. I've been your host, the Nintendo Freak, a.k.a. Richard W. If you'd like to leave me an email, you can email me at nocentspod@gmail.com. That's nocentspod@gmail.com. Or, always, you can... I see TNF on a license plate. Sweet! Anyways, if you want to leave me a voicemail, you can leave one at 510-47-FREAK. That's 510-47-3725. No. 510-47-37325. There we go. Now I got it. How about that? Always on the web, I can be found at ncpod.net. Now, my domain might be coming to its expiration. If that happens, try tnftv.blogspot.com. Because that's the actual web address. I just have a redirect going on ncpod.net. I don't have the time or the resources to design a web page or the know-how. But it's nice to dream, though. Alright. So, Stephen Freak saying, see ya later.